So let me ask you, what causes your anger to flare up from time to time? We all have triggers that set us off. And when the adrenaline's pumping through our veins, man, we can do some seriously stupid things. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Perhaps you're one of those fortunate people with an easygoing nature, so anger isn't a huge problem for you. Well, God bless you, but I'm not like that. I was born with a very strong sense of right and wrong woven into my DNA, and it completely sets me off when people step over the line to do wrong. So learning to control my anger is a big deal. Perhaps you've heard that old saying, when you're angry, count to 10 before reacting. But even then, as a cartoon character by the name of Lucy once said, counting to 10 only makes it premeditated. So whatever your personality type, what's the answer when one of those triggers threatens to set off your anger? Psalm 37 verse 8. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. There are three simple but powerful verbs, doing words, in that short verse. To refrain from anger, let it go, slacken it off, release it. I guess that's the counting to 10 bit. Secondly, to turn away from the actions that flow out of the anger, from your wrath, to relinquish your desire for revenge, literally to walk away. And finally, not to fret. In other words, not to let the long, slow fuse of anger burn away in your heart, because if you do, there's only one outcome: evil. So in case you missed it, here it is again. Refrain from anger. Turn from wrath. Don't fret. It leads only to evil. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Powerful stuff. We all need help in overcoming anger in our lives. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.